You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. The WHO has designated the Omicron COVID mutation as a new variant of concern. Yesterday, the agency added that it poses a very high global risk, and surges caused by it could have severe consequences in some parts of the world. That said, there's still a lot about the variant that experts don't know and likely won't learn for at least a few weeks. There's uncertainty about how transmissible the strain is, how well vaccines protect against it, and whether it causes more or less severe infections. Moving on, vaccines are great for keeping people from getting severely ill with COVID-19, but just as important are treatments for those who have been infected. So far, the development of these drugs has been slow going, but two companies, Merck and Pfizer, have unveiled pills that dramatically reduce the risk of hospitalization and death among high-risk COVID-19 patients. There's a lot we don't know yet about these drugs. Both companies have released trial results via press release instead of journal articles. But so far, they're showing tremendous promise. Not to mention, both drug makers have already announced licensing agreements that will make it easier for lower-income countries to access the treatment. And in recent weeks, Austria has emerged as the latest country to battle yet another COVID surge. The country's return to lockdown has been attributed to waning immunity as more time passes since people's initial vaccinations, the onset of winter, and with it more indoor activities, and politically charged vaccine hesitancy. Experts warn that this could foreshadow winter in the U.S.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.